Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news. Brought to you by Element F. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element FM and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. Today's episode opens with an exploration of Ananta's innovative game design philosophy, which blends inspiration from a range of blockbuster franchises into unique, immersive experiences. By adopting a so-called kitchen sink approach, Ananta incorporates elements from games like Grand Theft Auto, Like a Dragon, and Spider-Man, encouraging players to explore rich worlds filled with secrets and surprises. This strategy not only appeals to fans of different genres, but drives widespread engagement by aligning with prevailing market trends and player expectations. Ananta's games invite players to wander off the beaten path, searching for hidden content and pushing for greater discovery within sprawling and diverse landscapes. Moving on to major industry headlines, Battlefield 6 has made waves with record-breaking sales of over 7 million units, generating approximately $350 million in just 5 days. Despite this commercial success, players have reported technical hurdles, particularly around hit registration, where shots sometimes don't register as intended on targets. DICE, the developer behind Battlefield 6, is actively soliciting feedback from the community and working around the clock to release patches that address these inconsistencies, underscoring their commitment to quality and responsiveness. In the indie scene, Project Shadowglass has attracted attention for cleverly merging nostalgia with sharp, critical commentary on the rise of generative AI and its implications for agency and storytelling within video games. The title invites gamers to reflect on technology's growing influence and the evolving relationship between player and narrative direction. Shifting gears to hardware, excitement is building for the forthcoming ROG Xbox Ally X, a portable handheld slated for release on October 16, 2025. With a price tag of 700 Ningmanins or 999. While some early reviews question its battery life and ease of use, the device signals Microsoft's ambitions to compete in an increasingly dynamic handheld gaming sector. Meanwhile, on the mobile front, insights from the latest Pocket Gamer podcast episode with Catherine DeLosa shine a light on new titles and trends redefining the mobile experience. Blue Protocol, Star Resonance, for example, has faced criticism for overwhelming players with drawn-out exposition and dialogue, highlighting the growing importance of balancing cinematic storytelling with player-driven gameplay to keep users invested. The episode also touches on Dragon Ball, Gekishin Squadra, which expands its beloved universe, and fresh monetization models detected in Final Fantasy mobile releases, hinting at future marketplace shifts. For those seeking even greater performance on the go, the Thunderbolt 5 eGPU dock promises to empower gamers with top-tier graphics power without being tethered to a desktop. This next-gen accessory makes mobile gaming more versatile and visually impressive than ever before, allowing high-performance play wherever you travel. PlayStation Plus is also making headlines as it expands its October 25 catalog to include premium horror remakes such as Silent Hill 2 and Until Dawn, renewing fans' love for classic scares. These revamped releases reflect Sony's strategy to blend nostalgia and innovation, delivering gripping experiences as the spooky season approaches. Players of Final Fantasy XIV should be aware that Square Enix has issued warnings about the dangers of purchasing game codes from unauthorized sellers and emphasized their commitment to safeguarding legitimate payments, especially with a new expansion on the horizon. This robust stance on account security and fair play reiterates the importance of sticking to official platforms to avoid suspensions and keep the playing field level for all adventurers. The collaborative trend within the industry continues with Monster Hunter Wilds and Final Fantasy XIV joining forces for crossover events, demonstrating the power of teamwork to enrich both brands' expansive fictional worlds and dedicated communities. Sports simulation is evolving as well. Football Manager 26's adoption of the Unity engine and its inclusion of women's football signals, an industry-wide push for inclusivity, and true-to-life representation. By broadening its scope, Football Manager 26 sets a new standard and reflects growing cultural movements advocating gender equality in both sports and game design. Nostalgic gamers are celebrating too. Capcom's re-release of the original Resident Evil titles on GOG has garnered a whopping 94% approval rating from fans. This success story validates how effective nostalgia can be as a marketing and engagement tool, particularly when paired with accessible distribution platforms. Next, the spotlight turns to the indie title 1000X Resist, making its way to both Game Pass and PlayStation 5 in November 25, where its profound narrative depth has caught the attention of critics and gamers alike. As indie games gain more visibility and player appreciation, we see a vibrant undercurrent in the industry, fueled by creativity and inventive gameplay mechanics. Pokémon Legends: ZA is poised to make history by introducing new Mega Evolutions, dramatically improved graphics, an enriched crafting system, and for the first time, real-time multiplayer features. The competitive scene heats up as well. Day 1 launches on October 16, 2025, mark the beginning of a highly anticipated ranked battle season, where players can earn Greninja to Mega Evolve their Greninja, raising the stakes for seasoned trainers and newcomers alike. Fans of cinematic first-person shooters are abuzz about Doom: The Dark Ages, a new prequel available at a remarkable 42% discount, letting gamers assume the role of the Doomslayer during the iconic Night Sentinel conflicts. Combat is reinvigorated with inventive mechanics, like a shield outfitted with a chainsaw, promising new thrills for franchise veterans and fresh recruits. In the expansive universe of Star Citizen, CitizenCon Direct has revealed major content updates, including the debut of the Nyx solar system and the return of the storied Levski mining colony, enhancing narrative-driven missions and player immersion. Destiny 2 players recently celebrated a community-driven victory when Bungie reversed a proposed currency model, following strong feedback and discussion. This outcome highlights not only the power of collective feedback, but the necessity for developers to listen and adapt to the evolving needs of their player base, ultimately shaping better games and stronger communities. The Outer Worlds 2 has set tongues wagging with its promise of a third-person camera mode, improving immersion and addressing long-standing requests from fans. Slated for release on October 29th, this feature demonstrates how community feedback is actively shaping the next generation of RPG experiences. The booming mobile market remains a headline story, with successes like Mobile Legends, Bang Bang, and Warhammer 40,000, Tacticus paving the way for an expanding audience and new revenue opportunities. Hardware enthusiasts have their eyes on the upcoming HP Omen 16 League of Legends Edition, due out November 3, 2025, engineered for enhanced play despite some concerns over VRAM capacity in the latest benchmarks. Security, too, is front of mind in 2025, with recent reviews spotlighting vulnerabilities in Framework Linux gaming devices, calling for tighter measures to safeguard gamer data. The drive for innovative accessories continues, with Huazai's new cyber speaker system offering sleek RGB lighting and advanced acoustic features to the style conscious. Stepping into story-driven experimentation, Uncle Lee's Cookbook: Five Recipes for Disaster reimagines point-and-click adventures via episodic, puzzle-rich narratives. These new approaches reflect how developers are continually experimenting to keep players captivated and invested over longer periods. GOG is making strides in digital heritage preservation, tackling complex digital rights issues and tracking classic game ownership, crucial for keeping vintage titles playable for generations to come. Nintendo Switch Online will soon feature a week-long game trial of Shin Megami Tensei V: Vengeance, a chance for subscribers to dive into a cult favorite's enthralling world. Community-driven milestones are being reached outside gaming too, as KDE marks its 29th anniversary with a campaign to fund reliable, privacy-oriented free software that champions Linux adoption. Meanwhile, Blizzard's announcement of its 2026 summer internship program has prompted intense discussion throughout the gaming community, raising both hope and skepticism surrounding corporate culture, recruitment, and recent controversies. Industry shakeups round out this episode, notably with Mark Alexis Côté departing Ubisoft amid ongoing challenges for the Assassin's Creed franchise. This transition comes as Tencent invests in a new Ubisoft studio focused on major franchises, possibly signaling fresh directions and priorities for the company's creative endeavors. Board game enthusiasts are also in for a treat, with Delicious in Dungeons adaptation scheduled to bring culinary tabletop adventure to Western audiences in May 26. Taking stock, it's clear the gaming industry is evolving rapidly, propelled by bold design strategies, collaborations, and a strong emphasis on inclusivity, feedback, and innovation. The balance between ambitious cinematic storytelling and meaningful player agency stands as a defining challenge, but the steady march of tech advancement, market adaptation, and community influence all point to an exciting, ever-changing gaming future. Whether you're a fan of nostalgia-driven experiences, indie gems, or the latest in hardware and cross-industry partnerships, 2025 is poised to deliver memorable milestones for gamers worldwide. That's all for today's edition of VG Buzz. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.